do one segment a month with Don Luce. But quite honestly, Attorney Don Luce of Luce Law Group, who's so great, we love Don, offices in Tucson and Phoenix. But Don, there's so much going on up at the legislature. First of all, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
I thought, you know, I think this month we can easily expand this thing.
No problem.
Mr. Luce is our Buckmaster Show legal contributor. He's the author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers, which he could probably update at the end of every legislative session. If that were the case, the book would continue to be in new printing after new printing. But as it is, it's in the second printing, along with Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don, why don't we begin with this this whole issue around transgender athletics in the state of Arizona?
You bet. And just to put the proper context around the subject, I think every state is dealing with the same type of issues. And the issue seems to be framed around female athletics, seems to be. And the issue seems to be framed in a way such that the people who are opposed to allowing, in this case, transgender girls from participating in female athletics, they're saying biologically they have an advantage,
yes,
over the other athletes in that sport. And I think there have been some nationally publicized articles about highly successful female athletes who have lost in competitions with transgender athletes. And so it's fueling this national debate, I think, about the role that transgender athletes should play in boys and girls sports, especially at the lower school levels, middle school, high school, that sort of thing. This lawsuit, the one that I'm going to talk about, is currently pending right here in Tucson in federal district court. And I might point out that because there is a motion pending to change venue from Tucson to Phoenix, that Arizona has only one district court. It's the Arizona District Court. There are locations in Tucson and Phoenix. The lawsuit was filed in Tucson. And in fact, one of the transgender girls on whose behalf the lawsuit is being brought attends the Gregory School here in Tucson.
Right.
So that's probably one of the reasons why it was filed here. There may be other reasons, but the plaintiffs chose the Tucson location. The superintendent of public schools, Tom Horn, who is the primary defendant in the lawsuit, very recently filed a motion for
today.
Change of venue.
Today, I think he did, yeah.
I believe you're right.
Yes.
So the defendant is asking the court to move the case from Tucson to Phoenix. Now,
yes,
it'll still be in the district court for the state of Arizona, but it'll be moved to a larger venue. I don't know what will become of that motion, but the superintendent of public schools, who's the primary defendant, apparently doesn't want it heard in Tucson for whatever reason, and I don't know. So the case itself...
Who brought the case?
Yes. Okay. The plaintiffs in the case are representatives of two minor girls, two transgender girls. They're age 11 and 15, okay? So the 15-year-old attends the Gregory School, which is a private school in Tucson, and the 11-year-old attends an elementary school in the Kyrene School District, which I believe is in Phoenix.
Okay.
So these two athletes are contesting the state law that essentially prohibits their participation in female sports, okay?
Right.
They're saying that, well, they're saying two things, actually. In the lawsuit, which was filed on their behalf, they're saying that they're being denied equal protection under the law, which is a constitutional right.
Mm-hmm.
As Arizonans and as American citizens, we are entitled to equal protection under the law. They're saying that the plaintiffs, who identify and live as girls and who have not and will not undergo male puberty are similarly situated to other girls with respect to their participation on girls' sports teams at school. And they're saying by denying them the opportunity, they're being denied equal protection under the law.
Mm.
Therefore, the law is unconstitutional, and the statute which prohibits their participation should be declared unenforceable, and that's one of the claims. The other claim that they're making is that the law violates Title IX.
The federal Title IX.
Yes.
Yeah.
Title IX is a federal law that prohibits discrimination in education programs based on sex. They're saying that the state statute, which prohibits them from participating in female sporting activities, violates the federal Title IX. So they're asking the federal district court to declare the statute unenforceable and unconstitutional on that basis as well. So they have two bases on which they're challenging the statute. And as I mentioned earlier, Tom Horn, who's the superintendent of public schools in Arizona, is the primary defendant. Interestingly, just recently, two legislators, Senate President Warren Peterson and House Speaker Ben Toma, have filed a motion in the same lawsuit asking that they be allowed to join. They want to join in the lawsuit because they say they have a legislative interest in the subject matter of the suit. I don't know what their chance of success in intervening in the action is, but they too have a motion pending in the case, just like Tom Horn has a motion pending in the case, and they're asking to be allowed to participate as interested parties. So the case currently is before U.S. District Court Judge Jennifer Zips here in Tucson. One of the defendants has asked that it be moved to Phoenix, change of venue, and two parties who are not actually part of the lawsuit, the Senate President and the House Speaker, have both asked to participate in the case because they claim they have a legislative interest in the outcome. So that's where that's at.
It would, the federal law, the Title IX, wouldn't it supersede, again, federal law over state law?
Yes. So that's known as preemption.
Okay.
The doctrine of preemption basically says the law of the federal government supersedes any inconsistent law enacted by a state, a city, a town, a village, a county.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a law on the same subject that has been enacted by Congress under the doctrine of preemption, that law controls and supersedes any inconsistent law made by any lower legislative body in any location in the United States.
Mm.
So Title IX, if that provides a grounds for finding the state statute unenforceable, will trump, as you pointed out, the state law.
Hmm. Tom has an interesting question. Tom, our engineer producer, is Title IX enacted to protect biologically the female rights in school sports?
I would say that's a question that doesn't yet have a definitive answer. Okay. So the argument in this case is that neither Title IX, nor its regulations, nor its guidance purport to define sex as something that is determined at fertilization and revealed at birth or in utero.
Hmm.
So that's what the lawyers are arguing to the judge, right?
Yes.
Now, I think if you look at the background, you know, how did Title IX come into existence?
Yeah.
I think everyone will be in mutual agreement that at one point, men's sports, particularly at the college level, enjoyed a tremendous advantage
over
women's sports.
Sure,
so Title IX, I think, was meant to even the playing field.
Yeah.
But now it's being used to challenge a state law that prohibits transgender girls from participating in female athletics.
Let's take a break right here. It's Don Luce with us, our legal contributor. Very interesting story. We'll see how all of that plays out. And it's not going to play out, is it, Don, overnight?
No.
This is going to go on and on. We'll take a break. Be right back.